Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It went really well this year. You know, we actually have to prepare over 400 returns overall. So it was actually a 38% increase since last year, even though the number of volunteers had only increased by 14%. So really kudos to the students for doing all the amazing work out there at the site.
And money-wise, how much came back into the community?
In total, we have put in a refund of over $300,000 back into the community. And on top of that, also earn income credits of about $98,000, which I'm really happy to see that, you know, we are able to put that money back into the community to whoever needed that the most.
How did this program help your students?
Of course. So students involved in the VITA program, I want to say that it probably, it's the way that I look at it is more of a two-way street. Of course, it is our university, one of the commitments to make a difference in the Western New York community, but also in return, we would love to provide students with practical, hands-on learning opportunities. So first of all, if I had to put it in short, students definitely had a chance to use their accounting knowledge to provide service to those who may not otherwise have access to professional assistance, of course, you know, with taxes. But other than that, they learn, you know, learn everything in reward setting. And on the same side, they also, through client experience at the site, direct client experience, they are able to gain significant personal and professional growth. They gain communication, professional skills, and especially be able to interact with clients directly, explain something that may be very foreign to them, like taxes, but in a clear and understandable manner. So it's a great learning experience for students, and we are very happy to be able to help shift the community in that way too.
The students helping fill out the tax forms, they had a pretty busy regular workload themselves.
Yes, they are. Yeah. So our sites actually operate off from South Campus. So students, a lot of them live near North Campus, so they got to commute down to South Campus, and they have to do it on the weekend. So we actually operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sundays for about 7 weeks in this spring BC season. So students have to navigate with their, you know, workload, with course load, exams, and whatnot, but they still show up to the site, and overall, we have volunteered for over 1,800 volunteer hours at the site over last season. VITA is just another great example that lets students to get involved with reward projects, gain practical skills, experience. One thing that I did new this year was to allow students to also apply for a micro-credential bar. So on LinkedIn now, I've seen a few students, you know, who have who have volunteered significantly over last season to get a shining badge on their LinkedIn that they can show to their employer and hopefully help them to stand out in the job market. So we're very happy to see students gaining tangible experience out of this. And on the school management side, this is just another great example to show our dedication to social impact. And it really demonstrates how education can be a powerful tool for positive change in our Western New York community.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.